Hello and welcome to the Simplifying Teenage Podcast with me, Dr. Smita Dipankar. As a teenager or young adult, you are now in your most exciting phase of life, which is full of possibilities, fun, and new experiences. But this is also a time when you have so many questions and confusion that can make your life look like a puzzle. So, I just want to tell you, you are in the right place. Because on this podcast, you will find the words and conversations that are meant to unlock your magical journey through these wonderful teenage years. So, let's get started. Did you listen to the previous episode? I know you completely related to the challenges of teenagers. Yes, these challenges are too much for you to handle. But tell me, are you the only person handling your challenges as a teenager? Who else comes to your mind? Yes, of course, your friends, your classmates, and every teenager in this world. Who else? Your parents, of course. The two most important people in your life who face and handle all your challenges every day along with you. If you don't have your parents with you, then they are your grandparents, your elder siblings, your family members, or your guardians. Each one of them feels and experiences the confusion, pain, and struggles of your teenage along with you. Maybe not just like how you feel, but in their own way, right? Do you agree? Yes, I know you are nodding your head, but deep down you have these thoughts, right? I'm going through so much, but my parents are enjoying their life. My mom's always nagging and yelling at me. I have to do so many things to make them happy. They just want me to study, study, and study. I have to sacrifice so many things for that. My dad, he's so controlling and orthodox. He's changed a lot. My mom has stopped loving me as she used to when I was younger. I read your mind, right? Well, jokes apart, these are the things I hear almost every day during my life coaching sessions with teens. Hence, I know. But have your parents really changed? Are they doing it on purpose? Don't they love you anymore? Have they stopped caring for you? No, it's not true. They'll never be able to do that. Well, being a teenager's mom, I've been there. Experienced it myself. There were days when I kept questioning, what did I do wrong? Have I changed? I have seen these questions in my teenager's eyes. Hence, I know how you feel and also what your parents are going through. Your parents face a lot of challenges in addition to your teenage. Do you know about their challenges? No? Well, in today's episode, Challenges of Your Parents, I'll share with you your parents' perspective, their side of the story, and all the challenges they and your family members face during your teenage years. A small disclaimer here. I shall be sharing the perspective from your parents' side, so things may come directly from my heart, and you may not like it. But remember, I am not taking sides here. I am your life coach, and I shall always be your number one supporter. So, while I'm talking, command your brain to just shut up, to stop talking, and open the receiving and understanding part of your brain. Also, listen with your heart, as it's easier to relate. Are you ready? Let's start knowing the challenges of your parents. Their biggest challenge is parenting itself. Just like all children, you were also not born with a manual. Your parents are figuring out ways of parenting since the day you were born. So, just like you, your teenage is new for them too. First of all, it takes a lot of time for them to accept that the cute little baby has now grown up and looks almost like an adult. They notice the changes in you. The same child who hugged them and kissed them now says, "Please, no hugging and kissing, huh? I'm not a kid anymore. Don't embarrass me in front of my friends." Their baby who always wanted them around now wants privacy and space. Friends are a priority. Choices of eating, sleep, dressing are all changing. Your behavioral changes are so sudden and unpredictable, they don't know what to do and how to react. They are confused whether to treat you like a kid or an adult. Well, this confusion is always there, since for every parent, their child will always be a kid no matter how old you become. My mom still thinks of me as a kid. So, the challenge here for your parents is to make a conscious effort to treat you like a grown-up. Once they accept this, then starts a roller coaster of exaggerated emotional thoughts in your parents' minds. Oh God, it's almost time for my child to go into the outside world. Have I prepared my child well? The world is cruel out there. How will my baby survive without me? Have I been a good parent? Could I teach my child the right values, traditions, behaviors, and skills to live in this world? Oh, what was I doing till now? I haven't earned much. I don't have the savings. How will I fund my child's education and fulfill their dreams? A good education will secure their future, and that's why I constantly push them to study well. When will my child understand my perspective? Why does my child want to leave home and go away from me? Am I not a good parent? Our child hates us. They love their friends more. They go out to seek advice. They don't want to listen to us. Why don't they trust us anymore? Have we failed as parents? My child wants privacy. I don't understand why, but if that's what my baby wants, I'll just keep my distances. Oh, my life revolves around my child. What will I do when my baby leaves home for university? I'll be lost. All these thoughts create constant feelings of insecurity, stress, fear, and anxiety in your parents. As you grow, your parents' responsibilities towards giving you a great future increases, and that constantly worries them. Now, do you understand why your parents react during conversations by getting angry or crying or screaming or raising their hands on you or just ignoring or avoiding the topic itself? Have you noticed that your parents don't talk much? Have you started feeling they are distancing from you nowadays? Well, you are not the reason for it, okay? It's because of all the challenges that they have in their life other than you. Health. During your teenage years, your parents are between 40 to 55 years of age. With the constant stress and worry, they may have health challenges like diabetes, BP, stroke, cancer, heart attack, etc. Your mom may be going through perimenopause and menopause with hormonal changes that are causing a lot of emotional ups and downs, anxiety, mood swings, anger, and depression in her. Your dad may be going through a midlife crisis that's causing emotional issues, dissatisfaction in life, anger, anxiety, frustration, and depression. Career. Your parents are in the peak of their career, or they have changed jobs or even their professions. So they have a lot of workload, targets, promotions, travel, constant competition, and work stress. Or your mom had taken a break from her career to take care of you, and now that you have grown up, she wants to restart her career. So she starts from zero again, which is a big challenge for her. Aging parents. Your grandparents are aging. They may be treated for health challenges like diabetes, BP, stroke, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or just old age. Your parents feel it's their responsibility to take care of them. Or your parents may be coping through the loss of their parent. Finances, the biggest of all challenges. Juggling their finances to create savings, investments, retirement funds, to pay EMIs for house, car, personal loans, gold loans, for travel, insurances, health expenses, your school and college fees, and lots of other expenses literally take a toll on your parents. Peer pressure and comparisons. Just like you, your parents too face a constant pressure to be the best, as they are compared with their siblings, their cousins, their friends, and their colleagues. They are praised based on the success they have achieved and are also looked down for their failures, sometimes even humiliated. Comparisons happen on how good their kids are in studies or the college they are sending you to, the number of properties they own, the trips they take, and the list just goes on and on. Majority of the times, this comparison is done by their parents, by you, their very close family and friends. Your parents feel they are worthless, good for nothing, and guilty for being a failure. Relationship issues between your mom and dad, leading to arguments, fights, and sometimes divorce. Relationships between their parents and in their in-laws, or their siblings, their business partners, or their friends can be a reason for constant stress and mental health issues in your parents. Self-esteem. All these challenges can hit your parents' self-esteem very hard, leading them to go through anxiety, depression, addictions, abuse, suicidal tendencies, and mental health problems. Scary, right? What will happen to you and the family if even one of your parents go through these mental health problems? Yes, I know. You may not have thought that your parents' challenges can lead to such situations in their life. So, dear teen, cut your parents some slack, okay? Instead of getting angry and upset with them, empathize with them. Remember, they are the only two people who have and shall always stand by you till their last breath. Now, does that answer the questions in your mind with which we started this episode? Your parents have not changed. The situations in their life has changed. They don't do things on purpose and they have never stopped loving and caring for you. Your parents want to be seen as role models by you. So to show you the perfect way of living, sometimes they hide their challenges and problems from you. This, I agree, is wrong. They should start seeing you as individuals and mature kids who can understand them and their challenges. If your parents also listen to the episodes of this podcast regularly, then yes, they will surely understand this. So remember to share it with them, okay? I'm doing this special episode on challenges of your parents for a very important reason. Your relationship with your parents is your foundation. It's very crucial for you. The fights, arguments, misunderstandings that happen between you and your parents cause hurt, unhappiness, which can subconsciously be one of the reasons for your low self-esteem. This, in turn, can affect many areas of your life, creating the challenges we discussed in the previous episode. So, the stronger the bond you share with your parents, the stronger your self-esteem will be and you will achieve success in all areas of your life. Will you do that? Do you want to know how you can instantly create a strong bond with your parents? Yeah? This works almost all the time. Every time you sense a conversation between your parents and you is going into an argument, stop talking. Give them a hug and say, I love you, mom. I love you, dad. Yes, you heard it right. Hug your parents even though you are not used to it anymore. No parent can resist a hug and an I love you from their child. Then say thank you for at least 20 things they have done for you. You will feel happy for sure, and your parents will be the happiest. Well, I jokingly say this to parents, but somehow all parents agree to it. Parenting is a university degree that your parents enter into. But they just keep giving exams after exams, but never pass out till they pass out from this world. So, as their child, you understand their perspectives, empathize with them, love them, stand by them, just like they always stand by you. Today onwards, take baby steps towards building your strongest bond with your parents. Teenage is an amazing journey, and when it's filled with lots of love and support and a strong bond between teens and parents, it becomes magical. Let's simplify teenage together and make it forever magical. This is your host, Dr. Smita Dipankar, signing off. Enjoy every day of your life. Talk to you soon. Hey, so how was this episode for you? What thoughts came to your mind when you heard this? Any questions or comments? If yes, feel free to share them over my email, smita@forevermagicalteens.in. And if you want more support from me in any area that you are struggling with, whether it is academics or concerns about the future, exam stress or friendships or issues with your parents or anything else related to teenage, check out my website www.drsmitadipankar.com to know about my one-on-one life coaching programs. I can work with you to help you find solutions, empower you to stay motivated and enjoy your teenage like never before. Remember to follow and rate this podcast and tune in for the next episode as I talk about another topic that simplifies teenage.